Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day, though it's a very scary day, with auto workers, 12,700 of them so far, from the United Auto Workers out on strike, hitting the picket lines. The GM said yesterday that the UAW wage and benefit proposals would cost that automakers, those automakers, the three of them, $100 billion, but did not detail how the union proposals would result in that cost over what time frame they were talking about. This is a very serious matter in terms of the future of the economy. And what I don't think people have talked about is if you have the auto workers out on strike and that impact on the economy, and then you combine that less than 2 weeks from now. Yeah, really less than 2 weeks from now with a government shutdown, which a lot of Republicans want to do. Chip Roy, a member of the Freedom Caucus, thinks it's great politics that the American people are going to love it if the government shuts down and that the Republicans will benefit. I think that's nuts. I think that's very peculiar. And one guy that I am definitely rooting for, and it's not a partisan thing, I think every single American should be rooting for him, is Kevin McCarthy, who is trying to keep our government open and operating and to avoid a disaster for the Republican Party and for the country, a disaster that would actually supplement this UAW disaster. Speaking of disasters, there's the question of what do you do about Kamala? There's a number of pieces today from all kinds of commentators, left, right, and center, about why Biden needs to get rid of her on the Democratic ticket. And she is a drag on the Democratic ticket. And the prospect of Joe Biden, who's going to be 81 by the time he takes office this second time, or actually it'd be 82. And that basically Nikki Haley has said it, a vote for Biden right now is a vote for Kamala Harris. But what do you do about dealing with the Kamala problem? We'll speak to correspondent Chris Saliza about that, who's written a fascinating and hard-hitting piece that I think a lot of people may profoundly disagree with. We'll be speaking to Chris Saliza later. We'll also be speaking with Mark Leibovich about why it is that really with one job to do, the main job of Congress is to find enough money to allow the government to operate and basically to determine what the government is going to do in its operations. But the notion that we are ticking down the clock to another government shutdown, why is that? And what is the strange fascination that some people have to actually speak out in behalf of government shutdowns? We'll also be speaking to a law professor at Cornell University who talks about the ability of Jack Smith, the special prosecutor who's dealing with two of those Trump cases, two of the many, many, many cases Trump is facing, but maybe the two most significant, one having to do with an effort to overturn the election on January 6th, the other with the documents that were taken without authorization or permission to Mar-a-Lago. Dana Radcliffe is going to be speaking about what it is that Jack Smith needs to do to prove that Trump understood that he was committing fraud, that he honestly did not believe that he had won the election. How do you go to arguing a state of mind? We'll be talking about that coming up on the Medved Show. And plus, we have two gigantic movies today. One of them, a really remarkable film about a guy who went from migrant farm worker to astronaut for NASA and part of the crew of a space shuttle. And then the other film, the latest in that series of films based on Agatha Christie murder mystery whodunits, directed by and starring Kenneth Branagh as Hercule Poirot, famous detective. This new one is set on Halloween. It's called A Haunting in Venice. We'll be reviewing that as well on the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first of all, you speak about a haunting. Right now, there's this problem of a UAW strike against the big three automakers. And President Biden says that the acting Labor Secretary Julie Sue and White House advisor Gene Sperling, he once upon a time was budget director for Bill Clinton, they're involved with the current negotiations between the UAW and the Big Three. And here's what the president said about the strike.
Last night, after negotiations broke down, the UAW announced a targeted strike at a few Big Three auto plants. Let's be clear. No one wants a strike. Say it again. No one wants a strike. But I respect workers' right to use their options under the collective bargaining system. And I understand the workers' frustration. Over generations, auto workers sacrificed so much to keep the industry alive and strong, especially through the economic crisis and the pandemic. Workers deserve a fair share of the benefits they help create for an enterprise. I do appreciate that the parties have been working around the clock. When I first called them at the very first day of their negotiation, I said, please stay at the table as long as you can to try to work this out. And they've been around the clock, and the companies have made some significant offers. But I believe they should go further to ensure record corporate profits mean record contracts for the UAW. Let me say that again. Record corporate profits, which they have, should be shared by record contracts for the UAW.
Okay. President Biden suffers a prolonged strike that he is unable to help bring the parties together, it's going to be terrible for him politically. It's going to be terrible for the country economically. And basically, he's supposed to be Union Joe, right? He's very proud of the fact, he says, he is the most pro-union president in all our history. If he can't help get these sides together, the message of fecklessness and too old for the job and he's not up to it and not up to dealing with it, President Trump hasn't really said too much about this, except he seems to be on the side of the automakers, not the unions. The insistence here is a sort of old-time class politics. How is that going to play out in the key battleground states? And one of the things about the key battleground states is they're particularly hard hit. Particularly states like the state of Michigan, which, of course, is where you have Motor City. And Michigan was close last time. It was very close when Trump carried it. Is this going to have some political impact there? We will talk about that coming up on the Medved Show as well. There's also Kevin McCarthy facing such a difficult struggle to keep the government open that he uses some inappropriate language. But we will cover that and much more. 1-800-955-1776. If you have something to say, right here on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The United Auto Workers began striking at midnight last night after failing to reach agreements on a new contract with Ford, General Motors, and the maker of Chrysler now, which is called Stellantis. It also makes a bunch of European models. It's the first time in the union's 88-year history that members have been on strike with all of the big three companies at the same time. The walkouts kicked off at three plants in Missouri. Ohio and Michigan, where car models like the Chevrolet Colorado, the Jeep Wrangler, and the Ford Bronco are made. Former President Donald J. Trump, current GOP frontrunner, posted on his social media he knew who to blame. He says the all-electric car, he actually means all-electric vehicle. They don't call it a car, but he says the all-electric car is a disaster for both the United Auto Workers and the American consumer. They will all be built in China. And they are too expensive, don't go far enough, take too long to charge, and pose various dangers under certain atmospheric conditions. If this happens, the United Auto Workers will be wiped out, along with all the other auto workers in the United States. The all-electric car policy is about as dumb as open borders and no voter ID, and then in capital letters, it is a complete and total disaster. The former president is actually helping Kristen Welker debut her new job as the host on Meet the Press. It's not going to be like a normal Meet the Press interview where he sits in front of a panel of people. It's pre-recorded. And they said that one of the reasons they wanted to do it pre-recorded is to avoid the need for fact-checking afterward. In any event, part of the interview that has been released, that is actually going to be all of it released on Sunday with Trump and Kristen Welker, has to do with Trump's response to the UAW strike. Their interchange sounded like this.
Talk about the economy. And I want to start by talking about this big standoff between the auto workers and the big three auto manufacturers. Yeah. My question for you, Mr. President, whose side are you on in this?
I'm on the side of making our country great. The auto workers are not going to have any jobs when you come right down to it, because if you take a look at what they're doing with electric cars are going to be made in China. The auto workers are not going to have any. I'll tell you what, the auto workers are being sold down the river by their leadership, and their leadership should endorse Trump. The reason is, you got to have choice, like in school. I want school choice. I also want choice for cars. If somebody wants gasoline, if somebody wants all electric, they can do whatever they want. But they're destroying the consumer, and they're destroying the auto workers. The auto workers will not have any jobs, Kristen, because all of these cars are going to be made in China. The electric cars automatically are going to be made in China.
So let's talk about UAW's leadership. The president, Sean Fain, has withheld his endorsement of President Biden. But this is what he had to say about you. Quote, another Donald Trump presidency would be a disaster. How would you win that endorsement?
Well, if that's the case, I probably won't win his. I don't know the gentleman, but I know his name very well. And I think he's not doing a good job in representing his union, because he's not going to have a union in 3 years from now. Those jobs are all going to be gone because all of those electric cars are going to be made in China.
Okay, is the Ford F-150 the best-selling vehicle in the world? The Ford F-Series is a series of light-duty trucks marketed and manufactured by Ford since the 1948 model year. Slotted above the Ford Ranger in the Ford truck model range, the F-Series is marketed as a range of full-size pickup trucks. For all of 2022, Ford said it sold more than 640,000 F-Series trucks. That makes it America's best-selling truck for 46 consecutive years, and the best-selling vehicle of any type for 41 years. So they're not about to be making everything in China. The F-150 Lightning was revealed to the world in May 2021, and by the end of the year, already had over 200,000 reservations of 3 years of backlog. After ramping up production, the Ford F-150 Lightning became the number one electric truck in the United States in December, and best-selling since its release in May. This is what the UAW chief, Sean Fain, had to say on claims by the Ford CEOs company. He said that regarding the UAW demands, that would bankrupt the Ford Motor Company. The head of the UAW, President Sean Fain, said this. This is clip 11.
You heard the CEO of Ford say that it would bankrupt them if they met your demands. What did you think of that?
I think it's a joke. You know what? They could double our pay right now. Labor, the cost of labor that goes into a vehicle is 5% of the vehicle. They could double our wages. And they could not raise the price of vehicles, and they would still make billions of dollars. It's a lie, like everything else that comes out of their mouth.
That attitude is one of the reasons it's not so easy to solve this particular struggle, the struggle regarding the union. Okay, meanwhile, there is another struggle going on. It's the struggle about what's going to happen with shutting down the country, shutting down our federal government. Kevin McCarthy spoke about this, and take to heart what he has to say. This is clip 9. Listen.
I showed frustration in here because I am frustrated with the committee. I'm frustrated with some people in the conference. But when we come back, we're not going to leave. We're going to get this done. Nobody wins in a government shutdown. Nobody wins in a government shutdown. I've been here. I knew people would fight or try to hold leverage for other things. I'm going to continue to just to focus on what's the right thing to do for the American people. And you know what? If it takes a fight, I'll have a fight.
Okay. Why should it be a fight to avoid a government shutdown? One of the points that they make in the National Journal is the history of shutdowns does not really show any benefits, certainly not for the Republican Party, which usually gets blamed for this kind of thing. Chip Roy of Texas said that shutdowns are great politically, and he pointed to the 2013 shutdown and the election the following year when Republicans gained in the Senate and in the House. But the other shutdowns were followed by Republican disasters. Why? We'll talk about that with Mark Leibovich and what the future of this congressional institution really is. Why have people come to so much distrust the way things operate in Washington? We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. U.S. auto workers are striking at all three of Detroit's major car companies. The United Auto Workers strike will halt production of the Ford Bronco, Jeep Wrangler, Chevy Colorado, and other models. Former President Trump is denying accusations he asked a Mar-a-Lago staffer to delete security footage sought by federal investigators in his classified document case. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Trump called the charge false and noted that no tapes were ever deleted.
When they asked for the tapes, I said, sure, they're my tapes. I didn't even have to give them. We didn't delete anything. Nothing was deleted.
The 2023 Florida Python Challenge Award Ceremony was held today, and this year's ultimate grand prize winner Paul Hobbs.
And now he's been here several times doing the Python Challenge and hunting pythons, and he's brought his son into it now. So we've got three generations of python hunters here.
Dave Collins, USA News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's a pleasure to welcome back Mark Leibovich, who is a staff writer at The Atlantic. He is also the author of 5 books. Including 2 books that became number one New York Times bestsellers, This Town, and most recently from last year, Thank You for Your Servitude. I remember talking with him about that very entertaining and disturbing book. Mark, there's a lot happening right now. None of it seems to be working particularly well for President Biden.
Right.
It says in the Washington Post, where you used to work, the president has faced a tumultuous 48-hour period after the Justice Department indicted his son, a major union went on strike, and House Republicans launched an impeachment inquiry against him. Some Democrats are getting increasingly concerned about Biden's vulnerabilities, including his age, as polls show a tight race between him and Trump. The indictment against Hunter Biden only adds to this list of issues. What do you think is the biggest concern, the one concern that might actually lead Biden, if there is such a concern, to maybe pull back from this presidential race?
This all contains multitudes, as you know. I mean, I think... I would say, obviously, on a personal level, clearly the indictment of Hunter Biden is probably what's keeping the president awake, or at least just preoccupied more, just because it's a deeply personal matter about a deeply troubled son that he loves very much. And, impeachments are never fun, although I do think that the White House and also many people, not just Democrats, and quite a few Republicans actually, don't think that this is the impeachment process is going to be terribly effective for Republicans to sort of, score any points here. I think what was the other one? Impeachment.
Well, the strike.
The strike, yeah. So you have impeachment and you have, the Hunter thing. Okay, so put them together. Clearly, the item of most sort of day-to-day concern in the life of the nation, and certainly people who are affiliated with those companies and with auto workers and people affected by that strike, which is, you know, large sectors of the economy, certainly in the Midwest, is a huge matter. And it's the kind of thing that can really, really, if handled poorly, I wouldn't say make or break a presidency, but it can make a real impact on both the economic health of states like Michigan and Ohio, you know, Wisconsin and go down the list, but also the political health of Joe Biden, because that's sort of his bread and butter. They're the probably most important sort of swing states for him. And they also get to the core of his political identity, which is, you know, working class Joe, union guy, son of a union guy, someone who's always, you know, worked very, very hard to be on the right side of these issues. And, yeah, so it's obviously very precarious. So I think certainly, you know, substantively, that's the biggest issue, but politically, the other two are quite dicey. And personally, the Hunter thing is obviously very, quite delicate.
You've observed this stuff very closely. You've written about it. Do you think there is any chance that even having announced his campaign for a second term, that Joe Biden finds a reason to step aside?
Yes, I do think there's a chance. Now, I might be wish casting. You know, I've certainly written many stories, if not arguing for that, certainly seeing why it might make a lot of sense on a lot of different levels. And there have been a lot of takes to that effect lately. And there are a lot of Democrats, including quite a few close to the president, who will privately say that. You know, the thing about being the president of the United States is it's sort of one person's decision, right? I mean, if he doesn't want to go away, you get one time every 4 years to cast a veto power if you're an American voter. I mean, I think it would be a good idea. I think it's getting extremely late for him and for the Democrats. So I think, you know, I think it's probably wrong to say they're stuck with him, because obviously he's proven he can beat Trump before. He's proven to be able to beat Trump before. There's great power and incumbency. And, you know, his health seems, I mean, beyond the sort of actuarial tables of his age, I mean, his health seems pretty good. I mean, certainly compared to other politicians that people seem intent on pushing out the door, like Dianne Feinstein or Mitch McConnell. She's 90. You know, McConnell's 81. I mean, look, it's Biden seems to be in good shape for a guy his age. You know, obviously the key word there is for a guy his age. He's 80 now, he'll be 82 at the beginning of the hypothetical next term, and would be 86 at the end of it. So these are big numbers. They're scary numbers, and also scary are the poll numbers that accompany them, you know, around the question of whether people think he should run again. And overwhelming, decisive majorities of Americans think he shouldn't, and that includes Democrats and high numbers of independents. So that's concerning, and it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, the question here, and I'm sure you've talked about it and thought about it, interviewed people about it. If he does step aside, what happens with the Democratic nomination? It doesn't automatically go to Kamala Harris.
Oh, not at all. I don't think at all. I mean, yeah, she's her own problem. I mean, that is not an ideal scenario. If there were a extremely popular, extremely you know, young and able and you know, vice president that voters were hungry for, I think Biden would be, you know, would much more readily step aside. I also think if his opponent, if his likely opponent weren't Donald Trump, he would step aside. I mean, what's interesting about this is, you know, I remember I interviewed him early 2020 and also a couple of times in 2019, and I kept asking him the old question. Remember the Roger Mudd question of Ted Kennedy? I might be dating
myself.
Sure,
it ruined Ted Kennedy's campaign. Why do you want to be president?
Correct. And he completely botched the answer. It was like 1980, 79 maybe. And yeah, he was primarying Jimmy Carter, who was the incumbent Democratic president, and Kennedy just didn't have a good answer. I sort of asked Biden a variation of that question, maybe two or three times, and his answer every single time was because it would be catastrophically dangerous to have Donald Trump back in the White House. So he basically outsourced that answer, and his whole reason for coming out of retirement in 2020 to Donald Trump and the imperative of beating this sort of singularly catastrophic figure. And you know what? People bought it, and he did it. But, you know, part of the bargain was, you know, he wasn't going to try it again 4 years later at age 82, right? I mean, but at the same time, I think people probably expected that if Trump lost in 2020, he'd just go away, you know, particularly given how he went out in January 6th and all the rest. So, yeah, it's an interesting dynamic, but I still think that, you know, it's like I said before, it's getting awfully late. People don't like his vice president. And, you know, you're certainly inviting a degree of chaos and uncertainty that could be worse than, you know, the uncertainty of being his age and having a campaign in front of him.
Speaking of uncertainties, it looks like a certainty that we're going to have another government shutdown. Can you stay on and talk about that with us? Okay.
Yeah.
But quickly, what is the appeal of this government shutdown strategy, given the fact that it's never worked?
Yeah, it never works. And I think, it's classic Republican self-sabotage of, you know, a bunch of deeply irresponsible Republicans in Congress, you know, in very safe districts who are trying to get Donald Trump's attention and get on Fox and stuff. And, you know, they're trying to sort of get some attention here. I mean, I think the grown-up Republicans in the House and certainly in the Senate seem dead set opposed to it. You know, a number, you know, dozens of Republicans in the House who are in districts that are not safe or that Biden won are not for this. It's hard to see this being a political plus for Republicans under any circumstances.
Or a plus for the country under any circumstances. Mark Leibovich, you can read him in The Atlantic. Some of his most recent columns and articles are linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care.
Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, problems in the Republican caucus, Matt Gaetz, basically, who was threatened repeatedly and in fact is seems to be in a position where he can make something happen through that threat to get rid of Kevin McCarthy as speaker, which could be a very real problem for the country, especially as we're coming up to a potential government shutdown again. And part of what happens about this is that people are moving in that direction, and nobody can explain why it is supposed to work. What I don't fully understand is why some of the Democrats can't work with a majority of Republicans who do not want a shutdown. It really is a relatively small group of Republicans, and Republicans have a very narrow control of the House of Representatives. So what is going on here? This is what Matt Gaetz says is going on here, the congressman from Florida, clip 7.
For the speaker, that he seems to be a little rattled and unhinged in a time when we need focus and strong effort. Whether or not McCarthy faces a motion to vacate is within his own hands. All he has to do is come into compliance with the deal we made in January.
Okay, the deal they made in January makes a shutdown inevitable. It also means that he has to pursue immediately the impeachment of Joe Biden with the kind of difficulties that we have right now with crises in foreign policy that are very serious, opportunities in foreign policy that are very serious. There was a piece today about, in the Wall Street Journal, lengthy piece, about how Saudi Arabia and Israel are talking seriously about making some kind of peace agreement that would involve the United States, would help to structure that agreement. That's a historic opportunity. It would be hugely beneficial to the world economy. It would be hugely beneficial to U.S. security. And it can actually happen. But it can happen if what we're busy dealing with here is why and when Hunter Biden threw away his gun. And he threw it away 11 days after, and nobody seems to contest that, 11 days after he purchased it in Delaware. With all of this going on, At least there are some people on the Republican side of things, including Ken Buck, who is a member of the Freedom Caucus, who is a very conservative stalwart in the House of Representatives, who understand that they're not going to be passing a formal resolution to authorize a Biden impeachment inquiry. Here is Ken Buck of Colorado, clip four.
Oh, he knew it wouldn't pass. There were probably more than 20 Republican votes that would not have been in favor of this. He not only did he say he was going to bring it to the floor, but he criticized Nancy Pelosi for not bringing it to the floor when she was impeaching Donald Trump. So he has a long history of what he thinks needs to happen before impeachment, but when you don't have the votes, you don't bring it to the floor.
Okay, they're talking about bringing to the floor this idea of a new impeachment inquiry regarding Hunter Biden, who would be impeached from his job as son of the president. No, that's not true. The basic idea of the inquiry is to determine to what extent Joe Biden was personally involved with the nefarious connections that Hunter Biden was benefiting from, and benefiting to the tune of millions of dollars. Jake Tapper was speaking about one of the confrontations that Kevin McCarthy had with his caucus, with the members of the GOP in the House, and actually, to be an honest reporter on what actually happened, required a certain amount of bleeping. Yes, it got that heated. Here is CNN and Jake Tapper.
The House Republican conference behind closed doors today sounded a bit like this. Okay, I'm not going to bring those actual nasty words into your living room, but Speaker Kevin McCarthy held a closed-door meeting with House Republicans that was intense and became heated. Three sources in the room tell CNN that McCarthy grew frustrated at the threats to oust him as Speaker. At one point, McCarthy said, quote, move the effing motion, referencing recent threats from Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, calling for a motion on the House floor to remove McCarthy as Speaker.
And again, McCarthy's response is that basically he is going to continue to just focus on what's the right thing to do for the American people. This actually is clip nine.
I showed frustration in here because I am frustrated with the committee. I'm frustrated with some people in the conference. But when we come back, we're not going to leave. We're going to get this done. Nobody wins in a government shutdown. Nobody wins in a government shutdown. I've been here. I knew people would fight or try to hold leverage for other things. I'm going to continue to just to focus on what's the right thing to do for the American people. And you know what? If it takes a fight, I'll have a fight.
Okay, they have a piece in the National Journal where Chip Roy, the congressman from Texas, says that shutdowns help Republicans politically. He pointed to the 2013 shutdown and the election the following year when Republicans gained seats in the Senate and 13 in the House, contributing to the largest ever GOP majority in the House. What Roy didn't talk about and didn't acknowledge was about how the 2018-19 shutdown failed for former President Trump and the Republicans, and how the early 1995-96 shutdowns helped re-elect former President Clinton. They did very directly. By the way, those 2018 shutdown, that long shutdown with President Trump, Trump ended up losing 43 seats in the House. It was a disaster. Because the question really comes here, what is the winning strategy? Because given the fact that very clearly you do not hear anyone on the Democratic side saying we want to shut down unless we get our will, you hear that only on the Republican side, how are you going to blame the other side if you're actually the ones who are pushing this particular strategy? It's truly, truly bizarre. Also fairly bizarre is the fact that with the potential trial of Hunter Biden coming forward, and part of what people are talking about is the possibility of additional charges besides the gun charges, charges for not registering properly as a foreign agent when he was getting a great deal of money to represent the interests of other governments, and not paying his taxes on time. There is a lot that is problematic with Hunter Biden. We will get to that, because that could be going on at the same time that the trials against President Trump are going on. One of the key questions with Donald Trump is the idea of Jack Smith, the prosecutor, having to prove that Trump knew that he was not telling the truth when he said, I really won the election. And that to make it clear that Trump didn't even really believe that. We'll talk with a professor of law from Cornell about how Jack Smith can prove that Trump knew that he actually lost the 2020 election. And then there are a series of columnists, in fact, so many columnists that there's even a column about the columnists all getting together to urge President Biden to dump Kamala Harris from the ticket. Can he actually do that? Or is that even a useful idea, or would it doom his campaign? We will get to that with Chris Cillizza, plus new movies, including one that's an inspiring flag-waving movie that people might enjoy in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.